Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's start things out here this hour by going right into the phone calls and talk to Scott in Winnipeg. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Well, like a lot of people this week, I had a son that started school for the first time in kindergarten.
Okay.
And so there's been, you know, I've listened to people talk a lot about public schools and, you know, made me think about things I'd never really thought about before.
Sure.
And so now with my son going to public school, my first child going, I was thinking, you know, is this what I want to do or what are my options? And I've been looking at different things. And it started getting me thinking about how, you know, if I chose not to take him to public school, I'm going to have people knocking on my door.
Sure, because it's illegal to not put your kids in the government school.
That's right. And then, now, what this started to make me think is, okay, wait, I'm the parent, right? Who are they to tell me what to do?
They're the men with guns.
Exactly. And this sort of got me thinking about this other sort of related aspect. But because, as I mentioned before on the show, I work at an Aboriginal television station in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a little, you know, attuned to Aboriginal issues, and in the early 1900s, the government took Aboriginal children out of their homes and put them into what we call in Canada residential schools, what you call in the States reservation boarding schools. Basically, they were taken away from their parents, you know, against their will, taken to these schools where they would live for 10 years or however long. They weren't allowed to speak their language. They weren't allowed to...
Indoctrinated very thoroughly.
Oh, totally. The idea was to beat the Indian out of them.
Yeah, apparently it was.
And wow. It's caused a huge problem with, now I'm not sure about the States, I only know about Canada, but as far as Aboriginal culture, because so many of them lost their language, they didn't have parents, they had nuns and priests that were in the schools, there's tons of sexual abuse. So because my son went to public school, and I don't think anything like that's happened at the school, of course, but it just got me thinking about you know, choice and freedom and being able to educate my son how I want to. And I've been thinking about this lately. My last 2 years of high school were really kind of a waste of time. Really, if I was done, say if we had graduation at 16 years old, you know, grade 10, then you can go to vocational school or go find a job or do whatever you want to do and get started on your life. I mean, going to school till you're 18, that's a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel the same way about my time in school as well.
Yeah, and I think, and not that it's not worthwhile, like the last 2 years, but really it didn't do anything for me as far as what I'm going to use in my everyday life. You know,
yeah,
like
it seems like, you know, I don't know. I mean, think of all these careers out there. I mean, how much math does a plumber need? How much English does a mechanic need? I mean, these are both careers that make good money in today's culture, and it just seems like you could, at 16 years old, if
you can be apprenticing already.
If you were really excited about being a plumber, I don't know why, but
somebody's excited.
Maybe you
about
know
it.
How much money they make.
Right.
That would be one reason to be excited about being a plumber. Or you were really excited, and a lot of young guys are very excited about being, mechanics. You could be so much farther along. Think of if you started at 14.
Go to a trade school, learn the trade, if that's what you want to do. I mean, if you want to be a manager at Walmart, then go work at Walmart
I've been to the trade school for being an auto mechanic, and it taught me in 1989 how to fix a carburetor. You know, they weren't using them then. I think the only vehicle in 1989 that might have had a carburetor in it was the Ford Mustang. So they were still teaching carburetors. I think the very best way is to go and say, look, you know, go to the local mechanic shop for them not to be limited in what age they hire and say, look, I want to be a mechanic. What can I do?
Something.
And you sweep up and clean around the mechanics and learn.
Yeah, that's the best way is by getting in there and doing it, learning from real people. For some things you need to learn the theory before you can do the practice, but for a trade, I mean, you get out there and do it. Like, I went to a trade school for media, and, I learned a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my first month really working in the workplace, that's when I learned all the really important stuff, because you're forced to. Your working people are dependent upon you. You have to learn.
Right. A degree is really just a license to learn.
Yeah, here you go. And another thought, because I have a friend who sort of works in film, and she just moved to Toronto to go to a 2-year film school. And I thought to myself, you're already doing it, though. Like, why do you need to go back to school and spend all this money and all this time when you're already in it. You know, just keep doing it.
Right. Grab a DV cam and start shooting and, ingest your footage into your computer and play with the editing program.
You can take classes here and there to upgrade, but I don't just see the point in going back to a full-time schooling when you're already in the business.
I think there really isn't a point, but what there is just indoctrination amongst the population that this is what the right thing to do is. If you didn't go to school, you can always go back. It's never too late.
Yeah.
School's a business. They sell those things.
Yes.
And
I realize that.
I've got no problem with getting a degree. It's very valuable if that's the way you learn best.
Caveat emptor, though. Treat it as any other business. Any other business making a sales pitch to you. You wouldn't just go ahead and buy that vacuum cleaner. That guy showed up at your front door and said, "This is the best vacuum cleaner in the world. Let me vacuum your carpet for you. I'll show you. It'll just pour some dirt." You wouldn't necessarily buy that vacuum cleaner. If you were a good consumer, you'd consider it maybe as an option. If you were looking for a vacuum cleaner, you'd do your due diligence. You'd research the cleaner, the other options, the option of purchasing a hiring a maid, and all the other different things you can do in the marketplace. But people just take schools for granted. They take it for granted that they must go to school because that's what they've always been told. I like that, Mark. It is a business, just like any other business. And some people can use their services, like people that want to become doctors and lawyers and that sort of thing. And some people, they don't need it at all. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it, Scott.
Yeah. And it just shows that free choice is the best way to go.
Absolutely. And good luck with your son and your child and getting them a good education. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's got to be frustrating as a parent to not want to put your kids in the government school system, but maybe to not necessarily be able to afford to send your kids to a private school because you're paying property taxes already, mm-hmm. and then you'd have to pay for a private school on top of that, or not being able to have the time to homeschool because maybe you get a little bit of debt and you have to work in order to keep that debt from mounting up on you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be really frustrating.
Yeah, it can't be easy, that's for sure.
My mom always tells me that she wished that she had put me in private school from the beginning.
Then you wouldn't have turned out like you did.
Yeah. I wouldn't be here if I went to private school, that's for sure.
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with the calls. Talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Ian and Julie, Mike, how's it going, y'all?
Excellent.
It's good. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring back up what y'all were talking about earlier about the way people dressed. I mean, if you want to dress like an idiot and wear your pants hanging down your butt and stupid white shades on, or why can't you run around and look? That way everybody knows who the idiots are.
Yeah.
If you want to be like a Phantom Darth Vader freak, go ahead. Now we know who the freaks are, you know.
Now you know.
Very
be
good.
An idiot all you want.
Yeah. Why should all kids be forced to dress the same? That's like being in the military.
Yeah.
And that's what they do to you in the military. They shave your head and they put you in the same color fatigues as everybody else because the purpose of the military is to de-individualize you. You are supposed to be an army of one. You're all supposed to be the same entity. And I don't think that we should be teaching kids the same
thing. I'm a painter and I dress in whites. You know, people know what I do. If you think it's cool to run around looking like a dork, then go for it.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, and the other thing is that we keep these kids in school so long that they can get away with it. Where in the world, besides working at, say, a odd fashion place, maybe a jewelry place, maybe a hairdresser
or something,
like, where can you dress like this and get away with it and get a job?
There aren't many options.
I think that they just want attention is why people. That's why I had long hair. A teenager.
Yeah, everybody wants attention. That's no doubt about that.
And they're getting
a long-haired, leather-head banger, wannabe biker. And
there you go.
You got it, Jeremy. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, they absolutely want attention, and this school board is giving it to them in spades. There's a policy that specifically prevents these young people from wearing the clothes that they want to wear. Let them wear it. And then you've got Atlanta, Georgia, trying to emulate the cities in Louisiana that have banned saggy pants.
Mm. Oh, goodness.
I don't know anybody who thinks saggy pants are cool. And it's the same thing, Mark. You can't get a job with saggy pants on. So eventually, reality's going to hit home for these kids. In the meantime, let them wear the silly stuff. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Just take old CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those on us.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, 800-259-9231 is our phone number. And let's talk about birds. Mark, you've got a story about a man who's in a bit of trouble for helping save one of them.
Can you believe it? I mean, it's you'd think the government would be all about helping people and making sure that the little birdies were safe. But, well, what happens when the birdies come in conflict with the kitties?
Hmm.
Apparently, in Texas, an avid bird watcher saw a feral cat stalking an endangered shorebird of some sort. Let me go on here. Galveston, Texas. Before he pulled the trigger, before the car chase, before the cops ran him down and threw him in jail, Jim Stevenson had a calm look at the Texas Penal Code and the judge that would permit radical measures in defense of a piping plover. Not sure exactly what a piping plover is.
Hmm.
This month,
sounds like a tongue twister.
Jury may decide if the 54-year-old founder of the Galveston or Ornithological Society was acting within his rights when he impeded the progress of a bird-stalking predator by means of a bullet. Mr. Stevenson is due to stand trial for the felony of cat murder.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's a scary little story, and you know that's a short one. They shortened it up there. It's been so long since this happened, but he was arrested and charged with animal cruelty, and he could face 2 years in prison for shooting a feral cat that was stalking an endangered bird. Now it seems to me that the endangered bird comes higher on the hierarchy of needs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's more important than the feral cat. But
well, now that's it's only endangered because the government said so.
Well,
there's a list of a bunch of beasties that the government claims are endangered. It's kind of questionable, their list.
Understood, but there's clearly fewer of them than there are feral cats.
That's probably true.
And I'm not saying that the endangered species list is in any way helpful to the animal that's in fact endangered.
Right.
I don't know. There's evidence on both sides that you know some animals have come back. Sometimes you wonder whether they're counted properly. Whatever. Sometimes people can make the argument that being on the endangered species list in fact endangers the animal further,
right? Because it increases its value on the black market and that sort of thing.
But there's no doubt that there's fewer Pacific plovers or whatever that thing was called than there are feral cats. So I would think that shooting the cat, good, but apparently no, not so much. You know, and who owns the wild, feral, endangered cat? And you know,
that's what I was just going to ask. I mean, if you shoot someone's house cat, the person can bring charges against you for shooting their pet. But I mean, who is this? Just the state found out that someone shot a feral cat and decided to bring charges against the guy?
Well, I guess that there was a land warden or whatever over there, and happened to see the guy pop the cat. But does the state own the cat? Because the cat was on state property at the time.
Do you not have the version of this? I've seen this story, and there's a version of it where a man has come in to claim that he owns the cat because he's feeding it, like a guy that runs the park or something.
The link that I had a significantly longer story than when I finally pulled up here. Now it's at two paragraphs long.
Right. I don't have mine in front of me, but from what I recall about the story, they were saying that, well, you know, if it really wasn't owned by anybody, then they couldn't do very much. But there's somebody who claims to have fed the cat once, even though it is a feral cat. It is not being kept. So the question was, well, is this man's pet? Is him leaving out a bowl of milk sufficient to make it his pet? And I think that was one of the questions in the
case. Right. There was a guy who worked at the government
park.
And he would leave a little bit of food and milk out for the cat and
so he claimed.
Right.
I think he might have just claimed that after the fact, but who knows?
Yeah, well it would be difficult to prove one way or the other. I mean, you know, if somebody went there and said, "Well, show me the cat food," then you might be able to figure it out, but you know, they're not going to do that. They're going to take the government employee's word for it. And now this, because the government employee says this happened, this poor guy who's simply trying to protect an endangered bird is facing 2 years in jail.
Yeah. Wow.
And then we all get to pay to feed and clothe and house him for 2 years. That's lovely. You know, of course, this is a problem created by the government in the first place. The government created the endangered species list and put a whole bunch of little beasties on it. And then the government created parks, that are run by the state that they've got all these insane rules. Look, if they were private parks, then you'd be able to, you would know upon entering that park whether or not you were allowed to hunt there and what you were and were not allowed to hunt and what the rules were.
There's a lot of problems with this. You know, what about the employee, the government employee that says that he owns the cat because he put out a little bit of milk for it, right? Well, is he then responsible for his cat killing an endangered species?
Bird?
Right.
Yeah. I don't think that you can charge a cat with a crime, so who knows?
Well, no, I don't think you can. But shouldn't, if it's his cat and he's responsible, and you know the guy's responsible for having shot the cat, isn't the owner, quote-unquote, the owner of the cat just as responsible if the cat does something like, you know, killing an endangered species? This is an entirely just so messed up case. That I don't know. I don't even know what to do with it. It's so crazy. All I can tell you is parks shouldn't exist. And
government parks. I like
government
parks.
Right. Government parks shouldn't exist. And you know, there wouldn't be the problem.
So I think you're right, Mark. I mean, as far as your question about, imagine if it was more of a neighborhood situation, right? Imagine if you've got a neighbor with a pit bull, you know, big angry pit bull, and some endangered little critter comes into their yard, and the pit bull tears it to pieces, and some busybody neighbor spots it and calls the Endangered Protection Act government bureaucracy. You better believe they're going to send out bureaucrats and say, you know what, you should have known this was a endangered species. You need to have this dog on a leash, and it does not need to be running around the backyard killing endangered species. At least I imagine that would happen, because the government wants to position itself as being the protector of the endangered species. So it wants that symbolic appeal. You know? Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Vincent in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Vincent.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Pardon?
What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the Dawson School.
Okay, yeah, the Brevard County schools in Florida are banning all black clothing as well as Gothic-style makeup.
Well, I was going to say it's a problem of public property. You have one group of people who says, yes, you should have... You have one group that says, yes, we should allow these clothes, and then you have another one that says, no, you shouldn't. And when one happens, the other group gets angry.
Right, so one group gets in control, and they get to wield their power, the school board's power, over the group that they don't like. And, you know, eventually, if the Gothic group got in control, then they might be able to ban the jocks from wearing their baseball caps. You know, their little white caps with the sports team names on them that they love to wear. Or at least they did when I was in school. As far as I know, they still do. And so it's just people pulling for control over the apparatus of violence that is the government. And it's a sickness. Thanks for the call, man. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Eric in Michigan. He wants to talk about the dollar. And also, we'll tell you about two cops that killed a four-year-old.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
I look and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1173. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1173. That's 1-800-955-1173.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL-CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are for free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. If this bothers you, well, it should, because it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. 800-259-9231 is the number for us. Let's go to the phone to talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Good evening, all.
Hey there, what's on your mind?
You guys have had advertisements for D2Z, and I've heard a lot of hullabaloo about the dollar crashing and whatnot. The thing that gets me is, if the dollar is going to crash, and if it's in your best interest to buy gold, why are these companies out there buying your dollars?
Well, you need FRNs in order to make things work in this world. I mean, that's just the way that is.
Right, so they can buy those dollars and, you know, spend them on other things that people will still accept dollars for. And the fact is, the dollar does have value today. It's about 90-something percent of the value, or excuse me, 6% of the value it used to have?
Three.
It's really just dropped tremendously in value over the last 100 years. But it's still worth something. And so, you know, the economy has to go on. And because of, oh gosh, what is the law? There's a law that says that bad money is spent before good money.
Oh, I can't remember what that
is. Is it Gresham's Law?
That sounds right.
There's a law that says that essentially if you get a piece of gold and $100 or $700
you know, U.S. dollars, greenbacks, you're going to spend the money that's worth less first, because you intrinsically know that that gold is actually worth something, something far more than the dollars, and so you're going to stow that away in your safe or under your mattress or something like that. And so that's the reason why so many people are out doing business in dollars, because they still can, and also because it's mandated by law as well.
Right, but that sounds like an argument for D2Z to hang on to the gold. I mean, what's the use in them selling it to us for our dollars if, in fact, our dollars are going to be worthless?
Well, first off, D2Z does not sell gold. They sell, newsletters and the opportunity to buy stocks and gold mining companies and all kinds of other things. D2Z is a website, which apparently you haven't been to take a look before your call, where they sort of give people ideas on what they might do in order to plan for the dollar dropping to zero.
Okay, well, I know there's companies that do sell gold.
Absolutely. Cash. Midas Resources sells gold. Why wouldn't Midas hold on to all the gold if they thought the gold was going to go up?
That would be a great question for Ted Anderson, the head of Midas Resources, but we can certainly speculate. I think that they've got a lot of gold, and, it's their business to sell people gold, and, they're getting their hands on gold. It's more of it's coming out of the earth at all times. So while the dollars are still worth something, you can trade this gold for it that you've pulled from the earth, get some of those dollars and go and expand your business and buy the other things that you need in life, because you can't go to Kmart and put a piece of gold down on the counter, at least at this point in our lives, and actually purchase products with it.
And I'm sure that Ted Anderson, the president of Midas Resources, has a great deal of gold that he keeps for himself.
I imagine he does.
But at the same time, he buys it at a wholesale rate. He gives people, a wholesale rate, and he sells it at a retail rate. And
right.
So
buying in bulk.
That's business.
Yeah.
That's how any collectible is done. And that's what Midas sells mostly, is numismatics. They sell collectible coins as opposed to bullion coins.
There you go. Eric, any other thoughts?
Have a good night.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Mike, did Mike go? I think we lost Mike. Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
We got you. What's on your mind?
I was actually just calling about, on Monday's show, you guys were talking about how we discovered Liberty. And I just want to let you guys know, I actually just recently discovered you guys, just last weekend, found your podcast while I was searching for something else, and really just wanted to say thanks.
Thank you.
Sure, man.
I appreciate you listening. What were you? How did you find us? What was the process?
I was actually just looking for a news show, a news podcast.
Were you on iTunes or a certain website?
I was on iTunes, and you guys just happened to come up, and I started listening to some of your previous podcasts, and I didn't know there was this type of movement out there. It's just amazing to see there are other people who just want freedom. And
did you feel when you heard the show? Did you feel like, wow, there actually are other people out there that think the way that I do, or was it sort of a shock to the system? How was your initial feeling when you came across Free Talk Live?
It was a shock. I didn't know that there were so many people involved in, wanting to maintain their freedom, and I just felt, that I had to keep myself quiet because there was no one out there that would agree with me. Or I felt that, if I spoke up and said anything about my liberties, my freedoms being taken away from me, that I would be ostracized. And just to see that there are so many people involved in that,
I totally understand where you're coming from. And there are so many people that are like you that they feel all alone. They feel like everybody's a Republican and a Democrat, and they just want to control either my life, or the way my moral system, or they want to control my pocketbook. And, you just feel pulled at from all different sides, and you don't realize that there really is a movement of people out there that feels the way that you do. And it's thanks to the Internet that we can actually finally all connect with one another now and reinforce one another and keep us going. The Ron Paul movement, of course, is helping bring new people into the fold. iTunes helping people find Free Talk Live, and of course, from here you can branch out and you can help spread the message of freedom as well. And I hope that that you'll be inspired to become not just a listener, but also a pro freedom activist. Because the fact is, the more you talk about these things, the more people you come across that might have felt the same way that you did, but you didn't necessarily know it. They'll light up, and the light will go off in their mind, and they'll get excited too, that maybe there is a chance to turn this around. Maybe we really can have liberty in our lifetimes. Certainly it's more possible now than it ever has been in the past.
Yep, I completely agree. Hopefully someday soon we can live in a country where we're completely free from the oppressions of government and, you know, just don't have anyone telling us what to do.
Mike, I'm glad you're out there listening, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. You never know whose life you're going to touch. When you're talking about liberty, whether it just be out and about, you happen to run into some people or whatever and with a friend, and you just start chatting. And
yep.
They say you're not supposed to talk about politics, but this isn't necessarily politics. This is liberty. This is freedom. These are the issues.
Mm.
These are the issues that are critical to our lives. Why shouldn't we be talking about these things?
I do it all the time, and the one thing I'm amazed at is how much people agree with the things that I say when I'm
right.
And, you know, it's got to be New Hampshire because they certainly didn't agree with the things I said in Sarasota. But I, also, I've probably become a little better at presenting them than I used to be. So, you know,
Still, though, even you think you're radical, right?
I do think that I am radical.
And this is what Julia was coming across today. Julia and I were talking about her campaign for city council, and I said, Julia, you're already acting like a politician. You're already sitting over there trying to, you know, craft your words so that you won't offend anybody and that people will feel good about what you're saying. And my suggestion is that you want to be different.
Well,
you want to be a voice that is unusual and something they're not used to hearing.
I certainly understand that. I do want to be different. However, I don't want to come off as just so extreme. Like, if I come out and I say, I propose we get rid of the public schools and we fire all the police.
Well, you don't say it that way. It's not get rid of the public schools. It's hand over control to the teachers. And Mark said things like that on his show, on his television show here in Keene. And just today, somebody walked up to you in the street as you were getting out of your car.
Yeah.
What did they say to you?
He said, "Hey, I know you. You're Mark Edge." And this is a guy I've never met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, he's watching this public access channel, and he's like, you know, I agree with 95% of the things you say. You're right on. Thanks for doing that show. It's the only show that I watch on that channel.
Right. There are it is my position that there are a lot of people out there like that guy who have been waiting for people to talk about liberty again and talk about freedom in a way that is very, very obvious, very, very noticeable, and worth talking about. And that's what we're giving people on Free Talk Live. That's what you're giving people on their on your show, Mark. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's what Julia and other candidates that are running for office should give people in political campaigns. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now, 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We're going to talk about something unpleasant and then something very pleasant. First, the bad stuff. The cops. Allentown, Pennsylvania. As the out-of-control police cruiser hurtled toward them Wednesday night, Crystal LeGrand grabbed her two youngest children and took cover behind a wall. LeGrand's boyfriend snatched up her eldest, a four-year-old boy named Devier, trying to reach safety, too. But they couldn't escape. The patrol car struck them, killing Devier LeGrand and shattering the boyfriend's legs. Furious, residents later massed at the crash scene and threw bottles and rocks at the police. On Thursday, the mayor apologized to the family, took responsibility for the crash. He wasn't driving.
No.
And said the city would pay the family's funeral expenses. Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah, swell.
So the taxpayers of Allentown are paying for it.
Right. Well, they just lost their four-year-old boy, and all they get out of it is a $2,000 casket. He said, I want to express my deepest condolences and our most sincere apologies. I'm a parent myself, and I can't imagine, blah, blah, blah. Two officers, one a rookie, the other an eight-year veteran, had been responding to the same report of a man with a gun when their cruisers collided at a downtown intersection. One of the cruisers slid onto the sidewalk just a half block from LeGrand's home. Crystal remembers the car coming toward them and said her uncle, David Jones, the family spokesman, she grabbed the baby in the stroller and she grabbed the daughter and ran to the other side of the wall. Her boyfriend grabbed Davier and tried to move away but couldn't. Another witness said, first you heard the sirens, then you heard the tire screech, and then you heard the bang. The little boy was laying there, severed in half.
Gosh.
The boyfriend, Jason Marcella, who's 20, was hospitalized. Police said his injuries were not life-threatening. Jones says he believes it's clear that the police are culpable. If you have two police cars speeding to the same scene, and there's no recognition they're both approaching the same intersection, obviously something's wrong. What in the hell were they doing?
They were responding to a call about a man with a gun.
Aren't you paying attention as you're driving? Can't you see that there's a speeding police cruiser coming the exact opposite direction as you? I suppose it could have been colliding around a corner or something like that, but it just goes to show, you know, maybe recklessly driving around is not necessarily the smartest idea for these police officers. Witnesses said one of the cruisers had a green light, the other a red light. Police Chief Roger McLean said departmental rules and state law allow officers to run red lights with caution when responding to a possible crime scene.
Right.
Obviously, officers have to proceed to any incident with care.
Residents tossed bottles and rocks at the police and cursed at them following the accident, which took place in a poor, heavily minority neighborhood where tensions with the police have run high. Their kid's dead. She says, or her wife, the mom says, my son was Crystal. Standing there playing with the leaves. He didn't know he was never going to see me again.
God.
Just came out of nowhere.
Mm.
Just a cop car comes screeching around the corner, collides with another cop car, and they cut this boy in half. Just sad.
Yeah.
You know, what can be done to stop this?
I don't know. For one thing, why are they responding to a man with a gun call, going that quickly?
Right.
Isn't it the Second Amendment? Doesn't the Second Amendment say that a man's allowed to have a gun?
They are supposed to be cautious when going through red lights, which means they're supposed to slow down, let everybody see that they're coming through with their lights,
mm-hmm.
so they can move through the intersection, because it's dangerous otherwise. People that have green lights, they don't know that you're coming. And, whether or not it was another cop car that happened to be involved, the issue was with the cop who ran the red light.
Right. People in this town where we live, I just needed a rental, and somehow or another I ended up in what they call the bad section of town here in Keene.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm of
Which
the opinion...
Which is a joke.
Right, I'm of the opinion there is no bad section of Keene, but...
there's some rundown
Every
areas.
Once in a while, somebody will say something like that, and I'm like, the most dangerous thing about the section of town where I live is the cop cars speeding up and down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, you could literally die from that.
Right.
As far as it being a bad section of town, please, people don't know what a bad section of town is.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I just wanted to share that one with you. Just another outrageous cop story. But here's a little bit of good. Here's a good bit of good content. Happy stuff. I don't know if it's even really news, but research by the University of Albany, according to ScienceDaily.com, shows that information can be conveyed by a kiss. It can have profound consequences for romantic relationships, and can even be a major factor in ending one. According to a recently published article, these experts reveal that many college students have found themselves attracted to someone, only to discover after they kissed them for the first time that they were no longer interested.
Yeah, just poof, it goes away.
Now you're laughing, Julian. Has this ever happened to you?
Yes.
Okay. I guess that's all you want to tell us then, huh?
It's just so long ago that I don't even... I can say that this has happened to me on a few occasions, sure.
Is it that necessarily that they're a bad kisser, or
yes.
just that it just didn't work?
Bad kisser, probably bad smells. You know how people are... Smell is essentially what you're attracted to, even if you
right.
don't realize
Even if you don't
it.
Notice it.
Yeah, and when you get that close to a person, if they just... you just don't work together, you find out. And just, I don't know, when you get close to somebody, you can find that maybe their hygiene isn't as great as you thought it was,
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
I would also like to interject here, having a little more experience in life, that it's not just hygiene and people smell bad because they take bad care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there's chemistry in people that works and doesn't work.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think she was
referencing.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying
right.
before
Pheromones
I...
Pheromones or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that, you know, you can...
Right.
Like, for instance, kissing a person can taste bad simply because your chemicals don't
right.
work well with that person.
Exactly. And that's what they're talking about here. For instance, in other words, they said, an evolutionary psychologist said, while many forces lead two people to connect romantically, the kiss, particularly the first kiss, can be a deal breaker. The University of Albany study also found sex differences in the importance and the type of kissing. Males tended to kiss as a means to an end, to gain sexual favors or,
really? What a surprise.
Or to reconcile.
This is news.
In contrast, females kiss to establish and monitor the status of their relationship and to assess and periodically update the level of commitment on the part of a partner. In a sample of 1,041 college students, researchers found only 5 who had never experienced romantic kissing, and more than 200 who estimated having kissed more than 20 partners.
Wow.
According to the study, kissing between sexual or romantic partners occurs in more than 90% of human cultures. Some non-humans, such as chimpanzees and bonobos, appear to engage in kissing-like behaviors as well.
Those damn bonobos.
Although kissing is a widespread practice among humans, few scientists have attempted to assess the adaptive significance of kissing behavior. Saying the expert said, kissing is part of an evolved courtship ritual. When two people kiss, there's a rich and complicated exchange of information involving chemical, tactile, and postural cues. This might activate evolved mechanisms that function to discourage reproduction among individuals who are genetically incompatible. So essentially saying that when you kiss, there are those subtle chemicals that are exchanging, and, you know, whether it's either going to tell you this is right or this is wrong, and that's a good thing. You should follow your instinct on that, in that it's your body essentially telling you, whoa, this person is not compatible with you.
I had a girlfriend, and, you know, we couldn't lay together because we would begin to itch. The both of us would begin to scratch each other and get red skin.
Wow.
We didn't obviously stay together very long, but
that's unusual.
Yeah, I mean, our chemistry just simply did not go together. Nice girl, still talk to her, but, you know, we couldn't be with each other.
According to the researchers, not only do females place more emphasis on kissing, but most would never engage in sex without kissing. Females were more like, do guys think that they can get away with that?
Would they try to get away with that?
I don't know.
I wouldn't want to either. I wouldn't be interested in that.
Right. I wouldn't either, necessarily. Anyway, females are more likely than males to insist on kissing before a sexual encounter and more likely to emphasize the importance of kissing during and after sexual encounters as well. By comparison, males said they'd be happy to have sex without kissing, and far more males than females expressed a willingness to have sex with someone who was not a good kisser.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's, like
nothing
I said,
worse
not
than
news.
That.
What is it about these guys that are just not interested in pleasing a lady?
Well, it's not that. It's just
that is what it is.
No, the answer, that's not it at all. They were asked a question. How would you feel about? And, you know, they would be
fine. I don't
care
what their answer to the question was. I'm talking about guys that aren't interested in pleasing a lady.
And there are plenty of them out there.
Right. Julia has a guy at work, for instance, who he was complaining because his girlfriend wanted him to cuddle with her. Right.
Yes, that's his biggest complaint ever. And nobody asks him. He just volunteers this information about his girlfriend, who he's with. He's like 20, and she's 16 or something like that. And he's with her because he wants to hold a stick it in. That's his sole purpose for being with her. And he doesn't like her, when she opens her mouth at all, but she's an attractive 16-year-old. And he talks all the time, complains about how he just wants to have sex with her, has no interest in cuddling with her whatsoever.
You know, that's what I want to know. What is with that attitude? What's with that mentality? It's certainly not going to get you a very good relationship in the long run.
No, and it's not really going to get you more sex in the long run
either.
They're going to
close you out.
They're not going to feel comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
The authors conclude the study provides evidence that romantic kissing evolved as an adaptive courtship strategy that functions as a mate assessment technique, a means of initiating sexual arousal and receptivity, and a way of maintaining a bonded relationship. It's a good idea. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.